You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the bunker. Dutchman72. I say this from my cold, dark heart. You ain't shit. Oh, the article that you led me to had me dying. And of course, my computer screen and keyboard had a shitload of water on it from bursting out in such maniacal laughter. But I have to do this one. Now, this article was published on the 27th of October. Italy man under house arrest flees from home, asks police to put him behind bars. Gentlemen, this is going to be a hat trick video. How bad? Let me not even ask that question, because we know how bad it can be for a man to where he finally says, fuck this, I'll take three hots in a cot. The man could reportedly no longer cope with the forced cohabitation with his wife and opted to run away and surrender to the police. In a bizarre case, a 30-year-old man under house arrest fled from his home and rushed to the city police, urging them to put him behind bars as his home life had become hell. The man, residing in Guidonia, Montecilio, near Rome, is of Albanian descent. Quote unquote, exasperated by the situation, he preferred to escape, spontaneously presenting himself to the Carabinieri to ask to serve his sentence behind bars, the city police claimed. While speaking to AFP, Captain Ferrante of the Tivoli Carabinieri said the man had been put under house arrest for several months after being involved in drug-related crimes. He was also expected to remain in his house for several more years. Holy shit. Quote unquote, he lived at home. It wasn't going very well, Ferrante said. For violating his house arrest, the man was promptly arrested by the police, following which the judicial authorities ordered his transfer to prison to serve the remaining sentence. According to a statement from the Carabinieri of nearby Tivoli, the man could reportedly no longer cope with the forced cohabitation with his wife. He rather opted to run away and surrender to the cops, which fell in his favor. So finally, the man got what he wanted and what he was looking for. Wow. Just wow. Now, the second article that I'm going to throw in for free is something that Terrence Pop covered many years ago. Now, this article was published on the 8th of September, 2016. And it is the story of Lawrence John Ripple. Breaking up is so hard to do. So hard that one 70-year-old man in Kansas City, Kansas, decided he'd rather avoid doing so altogether by getting himself thrown in a jail cell instead of spending another minute at home with his wife. This dude literally robbed a bank, took the money, and sat down in the lobby. Wow. Just wow. And just to end this video, I'm going to throw in something else, something a little bit special. You guys are really going to enjoy this one. But this just goes to show you, marriage needs to die completely and totally. Now, I was going to do the article about marriage being only for the upper echelons or the elites of society, but I think this is going to be a better drop. My only thing with marriage, cool, let it be for the elites, but stop trying to push it on the everyday men as a way to say, well, you're not a man unless you get married and blah, 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 blah. Stories like this, gentlemen, are why you should not get married. HMT is another reason why. Hell, just outright disrespect from your wife. Now, people love to say you shouldn't look at what's going on with Will and Jada because you'd never be in their position. That's a half truth. The men may never be in that position. However, the women across the board, up and down the economic scale, will take on that female mentality of how she's disrespecting and humiliating this man in public and online. So that's the part that nobody focuses on. Yes, we're everyday men. We may not have Will Smith status. However, the women that we're with will take on Jada Pinkett's thought process. That's the key. But all in all, let me know what you guys think. And ladies, when you get a man to the point that he'd rather go to jail than to be with you, yeah, you might want to be careful, because that man probably just saved you from him putting on the mask. And with that being said, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and driving men to the point that they would rather go to jail than to be with you will go out right along with it. Why? Because more men are opting out of relationships altogether. And guess what? That's going to be a trend that will continue. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
I feel good. Like I never would. I feel good.
Hey, 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 hey.
Hey, what's up, man?
Why are you so happy back there and I'm taking you to jail?
Hey, man, it is. I'm so happy, boy. When you're taking me, I got 24 hours away from my wife, man.